I'm Gabacha Moreno, and you're listening to She Explores.
You may not have cell phone service, so you're not immersed in the digital media. Like, you're not on Instagram, you're not on Facebook. It forces you to be present in the moment. And I think that's something that, as a culture, as we've evolved, we've lost. And I think hunting really makes you sit there and be with your thoughts. And sometimes that's pretty scary for some people because they don't know how to handle it.
Hunting has been a way of life, a way of survival, a crucial aspect of evolution for humankind since time immemorial. In our times, hunting has also become known and practiced as a sport, perhaps as a symptom of capitalism. But this is not an episode about hunting for sport or trophies. This episode is about how women have come to reclaim this ancestral practice in our own modern ways, allowing us deeper and more meaningful connections to the lands we love and the food that nourishes our bodies. As we dive into these stories, it's important to note that no two hunts are ever the same. First, think of how each person's traditions, choice of weapon, and goals could impact a hunt. And then consider how the type of hunt makes things a bit more specific, so whether one is hunting for birds or big game, for example.
Waterfowl hunting and upland hunting, we are walking around and talking really loud and, having a good time. Didn't really matter. The birds didn't really care. Elk were being quiet, but we were able to walk around. Sticks would crunch and it was kind of loud. But the second we got to turkeys, apparently turkeys spook super easily. And so I learned really quickly, you're not supposed to have to go pee in the middle of sitting during a turkey hunt.
Because that's when they're going to come.
Yep, exactly. And the second I had to get out of the, we were in a little ground blind, and the second I had to get out, Jimmy was like, what? Are you serious right now? And so I learned that you can't just move around like you would, if you're upland hunting, for example. So it's amazing how different everything is.
The diversity of opportunities in hunting pushes hunters to be perpetual students.
You're always learning. I don't think you ever stop learning, especially when you come to hunting, because there's just so many more things that you can do, so many more species that you can harvest, depending on where you hunt too, just the region. I mean, The West is completely different from the East compared to, say, hunting in Alaska or hunting in the swamps of Louisiana. You never stop learning.
For far too long, thanks to contemporary gender biases in academia, we were told that man was the hunter and woman the gatherer. Are we surprised to have witnessed a quote-unquote hunting industry that for decades only catered to the interests of men? Recent studies actually contradict the beliefs that prehistoric women weren't hunters. I invite you to check out the resources linked in the show notes. And for the next few minutes, we'll have a close listen at the stories and reflections of women who have found a role for hunting in their lives only about 10,000 years after our predecessors did. To help paint a picture of hunting that reflects a spectrum of perspectives, I talked with women from different generations, locations, ethnicities, levels of experience, and choices of weapons.